You want to dress up like Beyonce for summer? You want suede and cowboy hats and boots? Well, you better get ready to sweat, sweaty cowboy. Now, everybody's going to be dressed up as, you know, a cowboy for summer. That's the style. And next thing you know, you're going to be attacked by a goat. Are you going to be like Country Pete? You know, if you want to look, I wore country fashion before in 2000. And I had a bedazzled rhinestone of a velour jumpsuit I wore to Las Vegas. So I've already done the country thing, but I guess we're doing it again. I mean, who is she? She's a cowgirl? Because this ain't Texas, honey. There's goats attacking Texas. And we've got so much. I did do it first, my trashy. Thank you. We've got so much to get into tonight. P. Diddy, Gypsy, the royal family, J-Lo. I have my own mystery I need you guys to help me solve. Yes, that's right, my trashy. Brother love. Oh, honey, now I'll get into all of that. But first, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to one of my trashies. Happy birthday, Marcus. This ain't Texas. Cheers, honey. Have a beer. Go to the Abbey. First of all, I listened to Beyonce's album. I really didn't care for it. Now, don't attack me because she was singing very hard on it. Very hard. And I don't really need more country. And you know who invented country was Reba. Reba McEntire invented country. So, I don't, you know, it's here and near there for me. You know, and I'm also scared of goats. So, if I'm scared, if I look like I'm from Texas, they're going to attack me. This is serious. There's some serious things happening. So yesterday was April Fool's, and you know they have like AI, everything's AI now, honey. So I was listening to my Spotify, and I have an AI DJ in my car, and he came on, and he has a very nice voice. He doesn't sound like a robot. He sounds like a very sensual man. He calls me by my name. I'm in a relationship with my AI DJ on Spotify. I'm in a relationship with him. Cheers! And the AI DJ said, you know, I just want to say, I'm so appreciative of you, Pete. And this is a song to express my appreciation. And I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. This is AI. AI is good then. I like AI. And the next thing you know, the song that came on, because he picked songs for me, it was a polka song. And I was like, what? And then I pressed the next button and then he goes, April Fools. Honey, even an AI men are pigs. Gosh darn it. Get your cowboy outfits on for summer and start sweating. Sweating to the countries. Where's Regis? Not Regis. We know where Regis is. Where's Richard? He came out and had a tweet saying that he was dying. And then he said, April Fools. Is she AI? I wouldn't be surprised if she was. But you know who is not AI?
Little Sean Diddy Combs.
We'll get into her, honey. You know, I met Sean Diddy Combs in Times Square in 1998. And I went up to him. He was walking in the middle, like, where there's, like, an island. And I was at the Virgin Megastore. Probably picking up, you know, trade. And I went across the street, and there was, like, all these, like, you know, entourage. And I was like, can I have your autograph? And he started to write it down. This is when he was Puff Daddy. And I said, can you write to Pete? And he went, do you want my name or your name? I had his autograph for all these years, and all of a sudden, I can't find it. Now, do you think this autograph will be worth more money if he goes to jail, or less money than if he goes to jail? I actually think Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Love, Brother Love, may not be going to jail, and I did some research on it, and I'll tell you why.
Sean P.
Okay, girl. So I went over the P. Diddy documents. But before I get to that, I have a personal mystery that I'm going to have. I need you guys to help me figure out. I have something of mine that's been kidnapped with a hard P, like the Halle Berry movie. Not kidnapped, kidnapped. Do you see? So my friend Alexis texted me a picture. And she texted me this picture and I printed it out. And she asked me if I was this person in this picture. Now this is the lake that I go to. The Silver Lake Reservoir. And this was on a postcard she saw at a store in Silver Lake. And so I looked at it, and that is me. I have that hat. Do you see it? I have that hat. And I have, that's my Madonna shirt and my blanket, and that's my purse. And I put my Starbucks in my shoe like that. So somebody painted me. Like I'm Rose in Titanic. Paint me like one of your French girls. Not like one of your country girls, because this ain't Texas.
Sean Denny Cubs.
So I was like, oh my God, I want this postcard. I mean, somebody was secretly painting me. And I remember that day because I remember when somebody was flying this kite. So I was like, I'm going to go to the store and find it. I was like, what is the name of this store? And she says it was something called Wax. She says they sell candles and postcards. I didn't know what this store was. So I went, you know, just drove over to Silver Lake that same day. And of course, you can't find parking in the city. You can't find parking in Los Angeles. You can't find parking here. You can't find any parking here. And so I finally found parking way up a hill. I walked down a hill, and you had to open up, you had to press a button, and then you had to hear the buzzer before they let you in. I have no idea what this store is. Why are they locking the doors for postcards and candles? So this woman opened the door. She's like, do you have an appointment? And I was like, an appointment? I thought to myself, to buy a candle? No ding dong. And I was like, no. I was like, I am. And then she cut me off. She's like, my shop girl's gone. You have to come back in 20 minutes. And I was like, and I was going to like try to like butter up and be like, well, I'm on a postcard that's inside your store. And before I smiled. And before I could say that, she's like, yeah, no, you have to come back in 20 minutes. And she was so abrupt about it. And I was like, well, I just had trouble finding parking. And then she's like, I'm with a customer. I'm with a client. And then I rolled my eyes and walked away. Well, it turns out this place sells candles, postcards, and it waxes your cooch. It waxes your cooch. It waxes, and it has candles, and it waxes your eyebrows. Like, but anyway, I couldn't get my postcard because I wasn't going to go back there in 20 minutes. Gosh darn it. So there is a picture of me kidnapped inside a store that waxes muffins and has candles and postcards. And I'm on this postcard. Honey, I don't like this place. So I, of course, you know, I pranked them. I prank phone called her. Oh, I was like, hi, I want to make an appointment. I need to get my cooch waxed. And then I hung up on her. But like, my postcard's in there. My postcard's in there. I guess I gotta make an appointment to wax my cooch. I forget the name of that store, but if anybody knows it, since if anybody lives in Los Angeles and Silver Lake, buy me this postcard, I'm on it. How gosh darn she steal from me. Oh, can you believe that Gypsy couldn't keep this marriage together? You know Gypsy, who killed her mother with Munchausen by proxy. Thank you, my trashy. She stole my visage. I should sue her. This is damage. I should sue that person that kidnapped my postcard. I'm on it. Somebody like is making money off of me. And that's another thing is I didn't want to go back in that store. I didn't want to go back in that store and give them money after she was so nasty to me. I'm helping make her store look good. Gosh darn it. Ugh. This town, let me tell you something about Hollywood. It ain't Texas.
Sean Denny Cubs.
My personal image, that's right, my trashy. Anyway, Gypsy's marriage is over. The woman who killed her Munchausen mother, she married her her fan that they met via mail when she was in jail. He took her to buy shoes when she first got out of jail. Pure romance. If she can't make that work, what is the luck for any of us? You know what I'm saying? My trashy just said, I'm worried that Gypsy's going to go after Richard Simmons now. Oh, honey, she's on the loose. Anyway, she's back dating some other trash from her hometown. And they got matching tattoos. Yeah! Oh, sweetheart. I can't wait to see you all sweating at Gay Pride with chaps and hats on. This hat's hot. And it's still spring. And I'm sweating. This ain't Texas. Sean Diddy comes by proxy syndrome. Thank you, my trashy. My trashies are always on top of it, honey. Now let's get to Diddy. See this? This is the United States Federal Court, Southern District of New York. It's the plaintiff, Little Rod Jones is the guy that's suing Diddy, Puff Daddy, Brother Love, and by proxy. And
Sean P.
I looked at all of the allegations, all of the accusations. honey, Rodney spilled the tea, but I'm not so sure about this. A lot of this, I don't know if I believe. Some of it I do believe. But I'll tell you what makes me not believe the whole thing. And one page of this document, and I love to read documents. Oh, anybody knows, I love a document. And I went over the whole thing with a fine tooth comb wig. And one part of this, yeah, Benefa, she hid the gun for Pete Combs. Benefa did. I know, honey, we'll get to J-Lo in a second, but I'm talking about the guy that's suing Puffy. He said that he tried to introduce him into a world of homosexuality. He was trying to get him to be a homosexual, this producer, Little Rod Jones. Thank you, my trashy fine-tooth shampidi combs. It all comes together. Anyway, so I read the whole thing. And one part of this lawsuit, Little Rod Jones says that he is a heterosexual Christian. That Puff Daddy was trying to get him to become a homosexual, and he is a heterosexual Christian. Now, Your Honor, I'm going to show you a picture of Little Rod Jones. And you tell me if she is a heterosexual Christian, okay? Honey. Honey, Exhibit A, this is not a heterosexual Christian. If she's a heterosexual Christian, I'm a heterosexual Christian. And I'm a homosexual Christian. So he's lying about that, and he's probably lying about everything else. I think once he saw that Cassidy got all that money because Puff Daddy's crazy, he was like, I want some too. And Puff Daddy probably was crazy with him and probably like was a horrible boss, but you're not a heterosexual Christian. Not guilty. Actually, that is a heterosexual Christian. That's very on brand for them. That's true, my trashy. She is a GCB good Christian bitch, just like Christian Chen with by proxy. Oh, my trashies. Anyway, I'm going to predict that Puff Daddy P. Diddy, Sean P. Diddy Combs, will be, nothing's going to happen to him. I think he's going to walk away from this. I predict it. Not because I think that he's innocent, just because of this person. Just because of this picture. You guys, so summer's coming. We all want to find the love of our lives, and we're all going to be wearing cowboy hats and sweating. Michael B. Jordan, he says he's lonely. And because he puts too much energy into his work and says he hasn't found someone who truly understands him, quote unquote. There's a part of me that really hasn't lived yet. I've sacrificed for too long. What do you think he's talking about? You think he's talking about sacrificing getting Bird? You think he's sacrificing becoming a homosexual Christian like Little Rod? Honey, I'm going to help her. First of all, she needs to go on vacation with me. We're going to go to Texas. I can make everything better. He has sacrificed for too long, and I understand her. And I also give a wonderful massages. Remember when he hit on homosexual Christian stylist in the closet, and the homosexual Christian stylist said that he was on the podcast, and he said that they were like in a closet together and they were going through his closet to fix things. This is before he became fame, big, like Texas. And they like got into each other's faces, and Michael B. Jordan allegedly joked, is this where we kiss? Yes, it is. And you're going to kiss me. Maybe he could be under conservatorship of Nancy Grace. By proxy, what songs did you wish Madonna sang in celebration? Honey, this is off topic, my trashy. My goodness, borderline. I was right up front. Right up front. The best part, if you want to get tickets to her show, you got to get, like, the runway. Right next to the runway. Because you can see it from the front, from the back. You can see it from everywhere. And they release last-minute tickets around 1 o'clock that are cheaper. So that's how you get them, and you get good seats. Oh, honey, we were living. Okay, so then me and Madonna had eye contact. Are you ready for this, my trashies? Madonna and I had eye contact, just like Paula Abdul and I did. Once I was on stage with Prince at the Forum in Los Angeles. I was in the VIP section. They called us on stage. I was there with Kirstie Alley and one of the dancers from So You Think You Can Dance. And No Doubt, Bly ran away from them and went close to Prince. And he was looking at my shiny shoes. At the end of the show, she sings 10, not, it's like 75% over. She sings, tell me love isn't true. It's just something, you know, in a cowboy hat. In a cowgirl hat. I'm just saying, you can sting me in all you want, Beehive, in a cowgirl hat. In a cowgirl hat. And then she came over to me. And I made sure I put the phone down. Because I know how she wants to look into people's eyes. And everybody around me had their phones up filming. And I put my phone down. And I sang the words real hard to her face. Tell me love isn't true. There's just nothing like you do. And I smiled real big. And she stared at me. And we locked eyes and she went like this. And I can't tell you, a shiver went up my spine. Her eyes are like shark eyes, honey. Cold and like mesmerizing. In a good way. And they like went right into me. And I was living, honey. I felt her. I think we switched bodies for a second. And I'll never be the same. I wanted to get thrown on water on by her. I wanted to get blessed. So I got close to the stage. The one section where she's playing guitar because I knew like she's going to throw water. But I also wanted to film it. And I knew I wanted to catch that bottle because she throws the bottle. It's a plastic beer bottle. And there's just water in it. But the label on the bottle is like, it's, you know, as if it's like a Budweiser label, but it says the Celebration Tour. And she threw it and it bounced right out of my hand. And I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't have, like, I even said to myself before the concert, maybe I shouldn't hold my phone. It'll be easier for me to catch that bottle. But then I'm like, well, maybe she won't even throw it in my direction. Well, sure enough, honey, she threw it right at me. And it bounced right out of my hand. And I'm like, well, maybe if I didn't have that phone in my hand. But then maybe it would have bounced out of my hand even without the phone in my hand. There's no guarantee. But at least I have the footage. And then I dove down to get the beer bottle and some other queen snatched it from me. How dare you, gosh darn it. I'll tell you, I've never been more angry about anything in my life. And that's why my voice is changing over the situation. Because this is where I get serious. You saw that beer bottle was made for me and I was made for you. You nasty, mean queen. And I will find out who you are. I will find out who is she. Who is she? Who is this mean queen in the Sound Factory pit section that stole the beer bottle on May 5th, 2023? March 5th, 2023. But yeah, I love that Madonna concert. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish I could go now. She was just in Atlanta. Now she's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. But I won't go to Florida, honey. I won't go to Florida to see anything or anybody. Not even for Madonna. You're not going to get me in Florida, honey. So I can get attacked by an alligator on the way to the show? No, honey. I just saw an Inside Edition, two pit bulls. First of all, Jacksonville has stray pit bulls. Stray pit bulls? Honey, put them in the doghouse. Anyway, they tore up some woman's car. They took pieces of it and ripped it up. Oh, oh. And because there was a cat that ran inside of it. Oh, this is crazy. You know, a friend of mine got attacked by a goose. Her and her daughter walk into a mall in Virginia. And goats are attacking people in Texas. Honey, this country's unhinged. Yeah. Honey, we're worried about P. Diddy. Well, we got to take care of goats, pit bulls, and geese. It's unhinged, honey. Where is my postcard? I gotta get this postcard. Too busy waxing cooch. Anyway, so now let's get back to Jennifer Lopez. They're all attacking Jennifer Lopez on TikTok. Everyone has a nasty story about Jennifer Lopez. I don't have one. I've never met her in person or seen her in person, I don't think. But everyone says that she's nasty and this, and that. And then now with this whole P. Diddy thing, they're saying that she hid the gun for him. Wearing her ass. I was in New York when that whole gunshot thing happened in 1999 on New Year's weekend. They put her in jail. But I think they're just trying to drag her into this now because she's being hated on. Ugh. Anyway, her and Ben Affleck are looking for a house in Manhattan. How many houses does she need? To hide guns? And her purse. That's what they said. That's right, my Trasha. And her bandana that she wore to the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. That's right, my Trashy. This ain't Texas. Oh, she needs to watch out for goats. Oh, speaking of New York, honey, did you see there's somebody walking around New York getting punching women in the face? Not Bennifer. Honey, he ain't going for Bennifer. But let me tell you something. I'm going to New York on Friday to do a live stage reading of Messy White Gays. If you're in New York, come to Soho Playhouse. I'm a New York theater actor. I'm a New York theater actor. I hope nobody punches me in the face. I mean, if they do, I'm going to try to get a lot of attention out of it. But who's punching people in the face? Bethany Frankel got punched. I don't know if I believe that story. She's so little that she gets punched, she'd snap into two. She's so thin. When will you be on Nancy Grace? Oh, honey, I don't want to be on Nancy Grace because she's always after somebody, trying to frame them, trying to make them look even more guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Does Nancy Grace wear a wig or does she have her hair naturally looking like a wig? Oh, my trashy, thank you for that wonderful question. No, that is a naturally wiggy hair. That's a wig hair, honey. And she needs to put a cowboy hat on so she can be more like Texas. Yeah, this is serious. Meghan Markle, do you guys like her new line? Meghan Markle, during all of this stuff with the royal family, so last time we talked, my trashies, Kate Middleton was missing. Then she came out and had a video and saying that she has cancer, which is, I like Kate Middleton because I like a coat dress. She's also sitting on that giant bench when she gave that video. So anyway, when Kate Middleton was going through all that and missing, Meghan Markle came out with her brand. And I forgot to write it down. Gosh darn it. What's the name of this new brand that she has? It's from Montecito. It's like something called Montecito Orchard Valentine Lavender. I forget the name of it. Gosh darn it. Anyway, she has this new brand out, a lifestyle brand. She wants to be like Goop. Honey, nobody cares. I think what Meghan Markle should have done, she should have taken a page out of Kate Middleton's book and disappeared. But like faked a kidnap. Remember like Sherry Papini when everybody was faking kidnappings and that woman in Atlanta? Meghan Markle needs to fake a kidnapping and really turn it around for herself. Orchard Supply Hardware, it's something like that, my trashy. Oh, honey, we gotta get to these tabloids. There's so much unhinged ding-dongness in these this week. Of course, Kate Middleton's on the news. And I don't even think this is a current version. Because I don't think this is a current tabloid. I couldn't find any, like, really up-to-date tabloids. And I think it's because that tugboat hit that bridge. And it's askew, honey. But they say Kate wants out. She's rethinking life after health whore. Frantic William gets blindsided. Honey, look at her. She's blindsided. Jen is jealous over Brad's new love. Oh, honey, poor Jennifer Aniston. Look, why gals hate each other? Warring wives wreck Ben and Matt bromance. Bennifer, boyhood besties Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's lifelong bromance is being torn apart by their feisty wives, Jennifer Lopez and Luciana Bronzo, who simply don't get along. Ben doesn't think his bride's being fair and hasn't given Lucy enough of his chance. But Jennifer doesn't agree. She always put her back up against Lucy. Oh, JLo is jealous of their enduring marriage. Matt and Lucy met the same year Jennifer and Ben split the first time. And that grates on her nerves. It's like Lucy got it right and she didn't. At least until way later. Look how miserable they look. And look how happy they look. Oh my God, what about this story? Honey, the queer eyes, they're not getting along with her. Jonathan Van Ness caused fear and tension on the Queer Eye set, says sources. Volcanic Van Ness giving Queer Eye a huge black eye. Hothead Jonathan Van Ness regularly unleashes a flaming temper on the set of Queer Eye, leaving staffers terrified and rankling other members of the show's Fab Five. There's a real emotion of fear around when Jonathan gets angry, says a former colleague of the non-binary grooming guru. It's almost like a cartoon, but it's intense and scary. Honey, she's probably mad because she wears those ugly outfits. Did you ever see those tunics she wears? They're ugly. Honey, give her a cowgirl hat. Maybe she'll get happy. She looks unhinged. Honey, these people have bashed Van Ness as emotionally abusive behind the scenes, and other folks who worked on the Netflix hit described the over-the-top reality star as a monster, nightmare, and demeaning. A former coworker gripes at least once a day Jonathan would need to yell at somebody. Well, so do I, but that's usually my daughter. It might be something small, but there's always going to be somebody to point out and blame and make the villain of the day. One production manager charges the bearded bully's bad attitude and spotlight-hogging habits made filming the series difficult. And yet another says Van Ness created tension and animosity on the set among fellow co-stars Bobby Bach, Antonio Pomaski, Karama Brown, and Taryn France. Oh, it's just so sad. If homosexuals can't get along, oh, they should just blow each other. Honey, Kate calls it quits. Listen, honey, I don't blame you. William breaks a sick wife, shuns royal life. Meanwhile, this one's laughing all the way to the crown. Camilla steps stepping on William's toes. Honey, they're all beating the shit out of William. Conniving Queen Camilla is shocking decision to take an overseas vacation while King Charles battles deadly cancer was a power play to show stepson Prince William she's now the family boss. Oh yes, honey, William was furious. He believed he should be the one standing in for his father, but Camilla went behind his back and told Charles it was unfair to ask William to shoulder more responsibilities while his wife Kate was recovering from grueling abdominal surgery. Of course, the king agreed, but to William, this is just another sneaky ploy by his controlling stepmother. Poor Princess Diana. She got rid of Princess Diana, she's got rid of Kate Middleton, she got rid of Prince Charles, she got rid of Harry, Fergie, nude party pass haunting Harry. Oh, honey, we want to see that red bird. Look at her, she has his panties. A former stripper has vowed to expose Prince Harry's crown jewels by posting nude photos of him on the racy adult website OnlyFans. Honey, I'm signing up. Look at her. I have some nice pictures of him in the buff. I'll never release these pictures before out of respect. Now it doesn't matter. I'm a little angry about being whitewashed from his book. Honey, she's mad. Look at her. She should be the new queen. His Dolja. That's right, my trashy. You know the British lingo. His Dolja. Ugh, that's my queen. Never forget. She's fallen and she can't get up. Honey, what about her? Rebel Wilson has a nasty tell-all book coming out. Babs and Fonda are feuding again. What are they fighting about? Snippy Streisand reopens Cold Cut. A simmering feud between divas Barbara Streisand and Jane Fonda has gone volcanic again. After the funny girl snarked in her new memoir, she made the Barbarella babe a star. She said that? Jane can't believe the nerve of Barbara to suggest for a second time she made her a star. It really gets her dander up. She's just mad. She's not just mad. She wants to get even. What is she going to do to her? What is she going to do to Babs? Oh my God, Jane got, I've said to her jokingly, I'm responsible for your career. This time Jane's not having any of it. She's telling everyone they know Babs is a bitch and a liar, and there's really no coming back. Apparently, self-made Streisand harbors a harsh resentment for Hollywood nepo baby Jane, whose parents were blah, 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 blah. We know they're famous. These gals are both incredibly talented. These guys are both incredible talents, but come from different worlds. Oh, honey, look at her. She's mad. Oh, that face. She's mad. Well, I want to see them beat the shit out of each other. And finally, oh my God. Oh no, honey. A psycho cougar. Now cougars? Honey, pit bulls, cougars. Goats. A psycho cougar ambushed a biker. She's lucky to be alive after Pals pulled her from the cat's jaws. I can't look at this. There's goats, there's cougars, there's pit bulls, there's octopuses. I feel kind of nauseous. I need to look at something more happy now, like this unhinged Donald Duck. I feel like I'm gonna vomit. I need something. I feel sick. That picture is making me sick. Ugh. Oh, that cougar practically ate that woman's face. And the octopuses are on the loose. Honey, it's unhinged. I'm on my way to Texas to save these goats. I can't look at this picture again. It's making me sick.
Sean Denny Cubs.
Oh, I'm sweating. Whew. They're showing, I'm sweating because I'm dressed up as a cowgirl. You know, all this cowboy outfits are, it's too hot to wear. Oh, Kelly Clarkson is on Ozempic. And you can't tell me otherwise. You know I find out. I know what you're doing, Kelly. You're a liar. Oh, that picture may have got me the vapors. That poor woman was attacked by a psycho cougar. I'm scared too because of cougars, because there's mountain lions over here where I live. Sometimes I go for a walk up in the woods and I think to myself, what am I doing here? There could be a psycho cougar. And then I go for a walk by a lake. And then there's geese. And I told you my friend was attacked by geese. And then I went to this park and somebody was secretly painting me. Honey, I'm being attacked by every which way. My trash is, how do you think I can get this postcard out of that store? That this is a picture of me. How can I get it out of there? Because I'm not going to pay for it after the way I was treated. Should I steal it? Should I shoplift? I mean, I don't give a shit. I'll do what I need to do. This is my picture. This is practically belongs to me. I'll go undercover as somebody else. Nancy Grace. I'm going to dress up as Nancy Grace and steal that postcard.
Sean Denny Combs.
Well, my trashies, thank you so much for joining us. I feel like we solved so many important mysteries, got down to such important information. And thank you so much for helping me in my life. I'm going to go in there riding on a giant goat from Texas. And I'm going to lasso that woman. And shit, I need my postcard. Real quick. Hi, I'm Reba. Anyway, I got to go. I got to go out into the world now and ride my horse into the sunset. I love you so much, my trashies. Till next time. Yeehaw! Get Nancy Grace to expose her. That's true, my trashy. I should get Nancy Grace to let everybody know that she kidnapped my postcard. I don't deserve this. I'm a victim. I've been kidnapped with a hard P. And the next mystery I'm solving is, we found out where Kate Middleton is. We found out where Richard Simmons is. Where's Pete Davidson? Honey, Pete Davidson's been missing. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it when I'm in New York. Can somebody babysit my daughter while I'm out of town? Bye, my trashies. Yeehaw!